The Obama administration is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the planned execution today of a Mexican man convicted of murder in Texas. Humberto Leal Garcia Jr. was in the U.S. legally when he was convicted of kidnapping, raping, and murdering a 16-year-old girl in San Antonio back in 1994. But under international law, Leal should have been told when he was arrested that he had the right to contact his consulate general. That never happened. Mexico wants Leal's execution put on hold until this case can be reviewed. NPR's Wade Goodwin has been covering this story. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the International Court of Justice has weighed in on this case. The Mexican government and both the Bush and Obama administrations have asked Texas Governor Rick Perry not to execute him until his case can be reviewed. Why is the case so important?
Well, the Garcia case is important for several reasons. First, because he'll be executed today if the Supreme Court doesn't stop it. So the immediacy raises the case's profile. Second, Garcia is one of 51 Mexican nationals on death row across this country who were not informed when they were arrested that they had a right to contact their consulate. And finally, the Mexican government says that had Garcia, he was provided lousy legal counsel by the Texas Public Defender's Office, and that had it known of the charges, the Mexican government would have provided Garcia top-flight lawyers and experts, which it believes would have made a big difference in this death penalty case.
Now, would better lawyers have made a difference for Humberto Leal Garcia?
Well, perhaps. You know, trials are unpredictable. In order to be sentenced to death, Texas had to prove not only that Garcia killed Adria Sauceda, but that he also raped and kidnapped her. The girl went to a party on San Antonio's south side, became extremely intoxicated with alcohol, cocaine, and marijuana, and then a group of men took her into the backyard and gang raped her. And later, when Garcia got to the party that night and found out what had happened, witnesses said he became very upset and wanted to take her home. And during that ride home, Garcia says Sauceda became agitated, went out of the car. They struggled on the side of the road as he tried to get her back in the car. And Garcia claims she fell and hit her head. Now, prosecutors say Garcia kidnapped Sauceda from the party with the intention of raping her and that he killed her by hitting her in the head with a rock. Well, there's little question that Garcia killed her either intentionally or unintentionally. There was no DNA evidence that he'd raped her, and the evidence that he'd kidnapped her appeared even thinner. And despite the witnesses who said that Sauceda had been gang raped at the party, no one else was charged, just Garcia.
So, Wade, what happens next? Do you expect that there will be an execution today?
Well, unless the Supreme Court steps in and stops it, I'm betting yes. Governor Perry's aides have said that the International Court in The Hague has no jurisdiction in Texas, and his administration is determined to carry out the death sentence without conducting any review of the case.
Okay, well, we'll be following that case throughout the morning. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
NPR's Wade Goodwin speaking to us from Houston.